Ramat Filitwin Parshas Korach.
There's a lot of interesting Torah in Parshas Korach. Rashi Alinzo of Yochanan Adreshes. They say over that when we saw the Siyatana, one of the famous Rebbes, Rabbi Yisrael Siyatana, was 7 years old. He was a child of 7 years old. And they were learning the Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi in Perek Tazayin, Posuk Zayin, where Rashi says, the Koyach shepikeach hoyo marol ishtusne. Koyach was a clever man. He was a brilliant man, a man that had a deep understanding. He was a Talmud Chochem, he had a Ruach HaKodesh. Frig Rashi, the Kasha, the Koyach shepikeach hoyo marol ishtusne. How did he get there? Marol ishtusne. Says Rashi, eino yitosel. His eyes tricked him. His eye tricked him. So Rabbi Yisrael Siyatana was then a 7-year-old child sitting in the class. And he says, Rebbe Chaba Kasha. His Rebbe says, what's the dein Kasha? He says, every man has two eyes. Why does Rashi say, Eino Yitosa? His eye, in singular, should say, Eino Yitosa. His eyes, Koyrach's eye. What's the eye? So the Rebbe said to him, Nu Yisrael, Zug di apshat. So Rabbi Yisrael said, Azoi, when you're 7 years old. He said, every person has two eyes. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given a person two eyes. One eye is there to see the godliness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To walk around daily life, to walk around and see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzori echzalika, echzgocha protis. Seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with one eye. But with the second eye, a person has to realize, shiflus atzma, realize, Adam is saving me off, v'safer me off. Especially when a person sees a string of Siyata Deshmaya, things go easy and he's in top of the world, remember. A mensch is a mensch. That's what the second eye is for. Zogt, said little Rebbe Yisrael, he said, Koyrach, he had the first eye, he saw the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the godliness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The other eye, he missed that little bit of shiflus atzma. He focused so much on the yichus. He saw Shmuel Anovi will be an enikel of him. Chof Dalad Mishmeres Leviyah Kehuna will come out from him. He focused a little bit too much. Kefima Adrigosoi. Not on shiflus atzma. And that led him to the disastrous future. That's the lesson. Now moving along the parasha, we see, you'll know, the Pi Ha'aretz, to which was Mavliya, the Chevron, which were part of the Adas Korach, was created already at the beginning of the world. The Pasuk says in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'tiftach ha'aretz es piyo v'tiv la'oysom v'es boteyem. It swallowed them, their houses. V'es kol od ha'odom asher l'kirach v'es kol ha'ruchush. Swallowed everything. Says the Ramban, "Es kol ha'odom asher l'kirach." What does it mean, "Es kol ha'odom asher l'kirach"? Says the Ramban, "Kol ha'loyavodim u'shvochos u'bnei ba'yis ha'eloy mitzriim." He had mitzriim, kushim, kananiim, kinyan kasvoy. The nen shu'b'chlar ha'ruchush, they were all part of his ruchush. So all of these different types of avodim were nenah. Says the Rambam, "Ubnei koyrach loy meisu." Bnei koyrach, they didn't die. We all know bnei koyrach loy meisu. Says the Rambam, why? Ki hoyu gedolim tzadikim v'toyvim v'schusam onder lehem. They were gedolim tzadikim v'toyvim. Says the Rambam, bnei koyrach v'schusam onder lehem. Finishes off the Rambam. He never had young children. Loy hoyu loy. Bonim bonis ketanim ki loy hiskei kosu v'koyach tach. Doesn't say tafs. The Ramban's the diet. It wasn't bonim ketanim. But says the Ramban that bnei koyrach, the bnei koyrach loy meisu they were tzadikim. And if we look back up in Perek Chavov Pasuk Yud Aleph in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah tells us this clearly. Says the pasuk of bnei koyrach loy meisu. It's a pasuk. Chazal tell us what happened. Le Mesu says Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, "Heim hoyu beitzot chilo b'shas amachlekes hiru tshuva belibam lefichach nizbatzele mokim gavoya begehenem." They were mahara b'tshuva. They had a hiru tshuva, and they had a special place. But the big question is, why would they zeicha? Why were bnei koyrach zeicha? We find, I'm not going into this point, but we find by the Abba Chalok of Kalisol that was swallowed up, even their children, the taf, they were all part of it. They were all part of the gzeira, as I've explained, they were mekushet to the machlekas. We're not going into that today. But bnei koyrach lemesu, gdoilim, tzadikim, toivim, says the Rabban. What was so special about these bnei koyrach? And besides the Shemaya, I found the Yalkut Shemoyni. Frag the Yalkut Shemoyni this kasha. Yalkut Shemoyni in this week's parasha, beginning of Ois, Tov, Shein, and Beis, he says, "Umas chus choya biyodon shel bnei koyrach shenitzlu." How? Why would the bnei koyrach frag Yalkut Shemoyni this kasha? Says very interesting. Says the Yalkut Shemoyni, "Shebeshoa shehoyu yoshve mitzel koyrach Aviyam." While they were sitting by Koyrach Aviyam, Royin es Moshe, they saw Moshe v'koshim es pneyem v'karka. They would hide their face in the ground. Why? Omru, he said, "We've got a problem. Double problem. Im na'amoy b'pnei Moshe Rabbeinu, if we'll stand up for the kovod of Moshe Rabbeinu, noyegim b'zoyin b'avinu, we'll make a b'zoyin in our father. We've already got the mitzvah of kibbud av v'eim. Ve'im lo na'amod. And if we don't stand up, v'ne'amah v'pnei se'iv v'tokim." They had a problem. What do? We have conflicting opinions, conflicting emotions. What do we do? Do we stand up for Moshe? Do we not stand up for Moshe? Do we stay in? Do we go out? What do we do? Says the Yalkut Shemoyni, what did they do? They said, "Mutar shenamoy dipnei Moshe Rabbeinu, af hapi she'ono noyegim bizoyen bovinu." Even though it's a risky business, our father's a very poignant figure. He's our father. I'll cover that Torah. We're standing up for Moshe Rabbeinu. What will be, will be. Says the Yalkut Shemoyni, but oh, you say sure that second. Hilchishu eslibon b'tshuva. Aleim omadoved rochash libi dvatev. That's what happened. Now, frege echai chakasha. I had the schus during my years in Eretz Yisrael to go to hear the famous Magid Mishore Ramotl Druk, Zichatzadik Lebrocha. Ramotl Druk, he lived Yiddishkeit, but the way he went through a parsha, so he brought this down, he brought this Malkut Shemoni, and he asked the Kasha. He said, very nice, beautiful. We've already gone on stage. We've understood now I've been a koyach with tzaddikim gevaldik. Oh, but what gave them that koyach? What gave b'nei koyach that koyach? Yeah, so he explained beautifully. Says Ramotl, Zichrono Livrucha, he said, it was all down to the chinuch of those children. Why? He said, we look in Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Koyach, Perek Yud Ches, Ois Gimel. Says the Medrash Chochem Godlo Haya Koyach Mituni Ha'oren. He carried the Oren. Vanesin Es Oren Kodesh Haya Zihirim Ad Ma'oid. Bekova Da Toirak Deisha and Inserts for Oren. And it was a risky business. Because whoever carried the Oren, if they did one, similarly to the idea of the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim, if he did one Machshava Roa, that was it. So to the Nosi Oren had the Gevaldig Achrayas, if they ate one iota by the carrying of the Oren, that would have been it. Chas V'Sholem, Misa, and other things. Says the Medrash, Abba, they were Moshe Nefesh. They carried the Oren. Kol Stia Kalo Hayoch Ligrim LeMisa, says the Medrash. Any small deviation could have given Misa, but they were still Moshe Nefesh for the Torah. Medrash Rabbah Bamidbar says similarly, Tishoy Oren Mechaleh B'Vnei Kos, Voyah Mematon Shoy Mekatze Yemeh, and they lost life. They didn't live long. B'nei Kos. But they were Moshe Nefesh. And we all know, Chazal tell us, and they stress on this, Yaakov Avinu managed to get out of, we mentioned, the Yichus of Korach. Chazal tell us, V'yikach Korach ben Yitzo ben Kohos ben Levi. Korach was from Kohos, he was the Shevet of the Nosi Aron. Says Ramotl, he says, a child which has seen the chinuch of the home, a mysterious nefesh for a chiluk of Torah, that's mushrash in them, and they have that koyach deep within, for the rest of their life. People have a misconception, they think chinuch is now, while the child is 8, 12, 15, now for him to do what I want. No! Now is the time for us to instill in them an avav Torah mitzvah, that when they're 80, when they're 70, alone, 50, they'll do the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So, Meirdi Gezach, last night, this was the tzibur, mamash this nekuda. In 1940, in Hungary, it was just the time before the Germans in Machshavah would come to invade, and the Yidden there knew more or less that the days were numbered. And suddenly people hear music, dancing, celebration. They go out to the street, what's going on? There's Achnosa Sefer Torah. There's Achnosa Sefer Torah. So the Chevra went to join and they asked this person called Lomzidir, his name was Lomzidir. They said to him, why are you giving the Sefer Torah? Do you realize that? Who says if we're going to survive, who knows if the Sefer Torah is going to survive? The Germans, Yimach Shemam, are on the way. What's this Achnos Sefer Torah about? So he said, we may not survive, the Sefer Torah may not survive. But there may be one child here among the Sefer Torah, seeing the Simcha Satorah, the Ava Satorah that we have. And he will survive, and that memory will be etched in his mind, in his heart, for the rest of his life. A few months ago, there was a Mrs. Friedman who made Achnosa Sefer Torah. 75 years ago, she was at that Achnosa Sefer Torah as a young child. That memory when she was a little child, before the family were taken away, was etched in her heart. And for the rest of her life, she gave everything away so she could bring Achnosa Sefer Torah. It's beautiful to bring a Sefer Torah. But there's nothing more beautiful than giving over a Yiddishkeit to our children that they will love, that they will enjoy, that they will feel the burning desire for Yiddishkeit. That's the greatest gift we can give them and we can give ourselves. Reminds me, like in Novadok, they said, in Novadok, you know, they were very into Spoidedas. And the best bach in the yeshiva, the bach went out one evening after learning, the bit of his bodidus, and they watch him going into the forest, and suddenly they see this big dog running after him, and he collapses, he faints on the floor next to the dog. They go run after, they put some water over him, they bring him in, and they give him over the head. Do you hold yourself in the best bracha in yeshiva? You're going to spoil from a dog? Where's your emunah? What's going on with you? So he looked at him and he said, you made a mistake, that's not what happened. He said, I was standing there and I wasn't scared of the dog. I had bitochen, whatever was supposed to happen to you, it happened to me. He said, but that dog looked at me in the eyes. And I saw that glitter in his eyes, that cheshek, that rotzin, that fire, that brand in his eyes. And I said to myself, if that dog is doing his tachlis, his purpose in this world, with such a cheshek, where's my cheshek in Avodas Hashem? And I fainted. That's the greatest chinuch we can give ourselves, to look for that cheshek in Avodas Hashem. B'chol yom yirei nechak chadoshim. Every opportunity for a mitzvah, for a chesed, for a Torah, for a thoughtfulness. That's the greatest chinuch we can give. Moving on the parasha, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Beis. The Torah Kedusha tells us that the 250 of Klal Yisrael that were burned had machtois, had fire pans, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo's rotzon was to take those actual pans, to take the nechishas from them and make a tzipui for the mezbeach and nechishas. The Chizkuni, Agav, says, not everyone holds like the Chizkuni, but the Chizkuni says that the mezbeach and nechishas never had a gag until now, and they got a gag. Others are chilek in the Chizkuni, but the Chizkuni learned that the mezbeach only got a gag now after the story of the machtos. Says the Torah, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor." Says to Moshe, "Emor el Elozo ben Aaron Akoyim v'yorem es hamachtos mibein asreifo." Tell Elozo he should go and take out from in between the burnt bodies, take out the machtos and bring them. And it says, "V'yorem es hamachtos mibein asreifo v'sa'ish." And it says the Torah later, he made the kuri pachim tzipur lemizbeach ki yikrivu lifnei Hashem. And none other than the Meiri asks the Kasha, the Meiri in Brochus, freaked the Kasha. He said, where's Elozo come in the picture? Baruch Hashem, his father Aaron HaKohen is fully functioning over here. He's been playing a leading role in all acts over here. Why suddenly Elozo ben Aaron HaKohen? Why are we skipping out Aaron, fake the Meiri? Says the Meiri, you know why we don't mention Aaron? Because the Torah is the most sensitive thing that exists. And the Torah is worried about the feelings of Zer. Says the Meiri. That there was a machlokes over here. There were two camps. There was Moshe and Aaron. And there was Korach v'Adosai. And there was a fight. And they were arguing. And these 250 people, even though I can't understand what they each thought they were going to become president. I'm not sure. But they each think that they're going to survive, beautiful, and they get burnt. Zog the Torah, we don't want it to look like Aaron is menatzeach. Ah, he's won. I'm coming here, I will take your machtos, and I will make a tipul mizbeach. I have won. It's not about me and you. It's about doing rotzen Hashem. It's about doing rotzen the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Torah, Aaron, you stay out of this meeting. Elozo will come, Elozo will do it. It's not about you winning or me winning. It's about us doing the right thing. In the Seuva from the Master Shiva Zichatzadik of Rocha, that he was once opposed to an organization that were doing certain work, which he didn't hold off. So he called them for a meeting. They come to his house, and when they walk in, the head of the organization, Master Shiva, goes and gives him a present. He says, what? Well, opens up a present, sees the Sefer Chofetz Chaim with a beautiful inscription from the Master Shiva with such warmth. He says, Shiva said to him, I want you to understand. I am arguing with you on ideology. I love you as a Yid. I have no problem with you. I understand and I appreciate that you're coming from a place where you also feel it's right. And that's what we're going to be here to discuss, our difference of opinion. Oh, but not for one second should it go anywhere further than an ideological machlokes. Says the Torah Aaron stays out of it to keep us focused, that it's not personal agenda between two of us. We find in Maseches Brachos Daf Chof Zayin, when Rabbi Gamliel, the famous Nasi of Klal Yisrael, Gamliel had tainus, and Rabbi Yeshua had the machlekes of Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gedolei Yisrael decided that we have to take away the Nesias from Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel's there, lost his Nesias, and they had a Shaila, says the Gemara. We're going to give it, let's give it to Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, no, we won't give it to Rabbi Yeshua. Why, says Chazal, ki oz, zeu k'moi p'giyah v'simcha ke'en, hafgonas nitzochim. It's like hafgonas nitzochim, ah! That Rabbi Gamliel lost and Rabbi Yeshua won. It's not about that. Rabbi Gamliel had his cheshbon, why he had to have tainus on Rabbi Yeshua. And the Nesiyah had the cheshbon, why they had to take it away from Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, but to give it to Rabbi Yeshua, that would already be a p'giyah. Ke'er, like a nitzochim, you thought you were going to knock him, he'll get in charge. That, the Torah keeps focused and keeps far away from. Ke'er ze, Rav Shach, when there was, in his heyday, when there was the political parties in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Shach, as we know, had his, and there's those that tried to bring up a party connected, and they looked in the polls, it looked very good, it looked very promising for them. At the end of the day, they lost, they fell flat on their faces, and there was a disastrous election for them. So the team, Rav Shach's party, they were quite excited, they were celebrating. Rav Shach walked in, he said, what the celebrations? That they lost? That's not the way we live. It's not a matter of them losing. If we have an agenda that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us the Shemaya to achieve, that is what we'll do. But the focus is not going to be on them losing. Now we get to the parsha of the Matos. Famous parsha where after there's already been the Oretz swallowing up the Roshoy. After there's already 250 Matos burned. After there's already been a Magefa and thousands have been killed, we still need to have a nace of the matos. Still need to have a nace of the matos, where each of the Nesiim took their stick, placed it in the Moyed, and we'll see what happened. And then it says, Porach Mata Aaron, we'll discuss that in detail in a minute. It says the Pasuk, Medabe Moshe ben Yisrael v'yitnu ilok v'yisiyem mate l'nosi echod mate l'nosi echod l'nei savoysom shneim osa mato yisu mate Aaron b'soich mato yisom. Rashi is already meramas to this. The Alshech HaKadosh expands on this. It was b'soich mato yisom. We put the matter of Aaron not on any edge, that they should tie it near the Shechina, it's near there in the middle, surrounded with all the other matters of Klal Yisrael. Surrounding the matter of Aaron, Klal Yisrael was beseich matter Yisrael, was within the other sticks, the other staffs. Says the Sfasemes, in a few places in this week's parasha, says the Sfasemes, Kol koichoi shel Shevet Levi. The whole power of Shevet Levi, the whole koich of Shevet Levi, was what? Mikhoichom shel Yisrael, shishluchom lavoides Hashem Yisbarach. Shevet Levi, which were the ones that gave away their life, gave away their nachlo for the Rebbeinu Shloim Mutarasei, but their whole koyach is remembering that we're part of Klal Yisrael. It's not some elite group which are sitting in Koilel. It's part of Klal Yisrael, Shevet Levi. We're all part of Klal Yisrael, part and parcel. They may be the heart of our Klal Yisrael to give us the inspiration and the koyach to carry on our Torah mitzvahs. Abu it's betoich matoisom. Like the Rambam in Seif Zroim, the Rambam says, the Loim de Torah are the Shevet Levi Shebedoim. The Ikka Tafkidom Lios Besoich Matoisom Meirim Umashpiim Aladoim. Whenever we think about what Rav Nosson Vachfogel Zev HaLebrocha did, spreading out the Kulalim all over the world, this is what he wanted to achieve. Besoich Matoisom Avachava, who has a chain of Kulalim all over Eretz Yisrael. And I was just there last week, and I was driving down towards the north that I see these random moshavim, and I remember, yes, he's got a kollel in Lapid, he's got a kollel in Kisaria, and all these looking like Chiloni towns. That is where the kollelim should be, where the Torah is, to be mashpia then. Like the Rambam says, remember, we're part of them, we're all part of Klal Yisrael, we're the center of Klal Yisrael, we're the heart of Klal Yisrael, we're not above Klal Yisrael, we're the Seif Matosam. I got just one knit before I carry on. You know, this famous Medrash says that one of the nitzim of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, was there was such a gewaldige dach that even if a plain stick, the plain stick would come in there, it would sprout, it would first get moisture, says the Medrash, and from then it would sprout flowers, any stick that would come in. Zishtei in Medrash. The famous Medrash, this isn't necessarily the Pashas, but Zishtei. We heard this Medrash from Rabbi Knopfler this week. He had a different shot in the Medrash, but I want to suggest a Moiri Degib shot. I remember hearing years ago, 20 years ago, from Moiri Rabbi Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zev Sadek of Rocher. He said the Baraturim. Baraturim isn't here. Baraturim says the Moiri Degib Zach. Says the Baraturim. On the post of Ashlichu Ish Matei Vayiv Lesaninim Vayiv Lemata'ar Nes Matosam, when the stick of Aaron swallowed their Matosam, their Mitzrayim, says the Balaturim, that so too here in our parasha, the matter of Aaron swallowed their matters. So ishtei Balaturim Pele Digazach. I never understood this Balaturim. Aaron's sticks, swallowed their sticks here in this week's parasha, Parsha's Kedah. Let's take Balaturim. There we go. Pshat is Efshazay, the fetus medish. The only way for their matter not to blossom in the Mishkan, it had to be swallowed by Aaron's matter. If it would be in the airspace of the Mishkan, it would automatically be Pereach. The Mele had to be Vayivla matter Aaron, Basrich Matosam, in order that theirs shouldn't sprout and only his should. The Fila Medrash L'Chaya. What's the pshat? If we delve a little bit deeper to the whole parsha of the matos, the Torah tells us, the Pasuk says, V'hoyah ho'esh ha'she'efcha b'yit, the one, the chosen one, Mateo Yifroch, v'ha'shikoisi me'olai estelunois b'nei Yisrael ha'she'heim malilim aleichem. And I will take away from me all the tiniest of Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine? Korach's already been killed. 250 people have already been killed. There's a Din Magifa. And we have to take away the tlunos of Klal Yisrael. What's the tlunos we need of Klal Yisrael? What the tiniest? Understanding even a little bit deeper, the Pasuk continues, Vahimi Mocharas, Vahimi Moshelo, Yomoya, Doidos, Viporach Mata Aaron, Levis Levi, and Aaron's stick starts bringing flowers. Starts to blossom. Says the Torah, Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayigmul Shkedim. Says the famous Rashbam, there was three madrigas over here. There was the blossoming, the budding, and the almond, the Shkedim. Says the Rashbam, that there was three stages. The first stage happened not in front of Klal Yisrael, the Pricha. But later on already, in front of Klal Yisrael, then it budded and the almonds came out. In front of Klal Yisrael. The Eini Kol Yisrael. Why did there have to be an Eini Kol Yisrael? They needed a bigger nace. And if you look at the Gemara Yuma, Afnon Beis Med Beis, the Gemara says, Mishen Nignaz, Oren, Nignaz, when the Oren was Nignaz, it was Nignaz together with the Tzenes Mon, there's a whole Meshchochma of what the Tzenes Mon is about. And the makal of Aaron, Aaron's stick, was nignaz together with its shkedim and its prochim, together in its whole full state and all the stages. Why do we need all these stages? So I was thinking the efshe pshat is as they say over from the Satmar Rav, Rabbi Yoel Zichatzadik Levecha, that there was one Purim Tish, the minig is, and there's a Purim Rebbe, and the Batchim stands up there at his tish by Rabbi Yoel, And he says, today I've decided I'm going to be the Rebbe. And Rabbi Yehl starts smiling to himself. So they say, Rebbe, what are you smiling? What's Schmeichelster? So he says, er meint, he thinks, kein Wein Rebbe, and I too, suddenly become a Rebbe, whoops. He said, 40 years it took me till I became Rebbe. Don't just become Rebbe, there's an Avoida, there's a Scholar, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, it doesn't just come. I'm here, by your voice. Actually, this is what's Miramas over here. Suddenly we get to Machlekes, suddenly there's a Machlekes, Kaal is sort of torn apart. Historical things which never happened in the world happening, the world, earth swallowing up people, people burned alive, 250 people, Magefas. Why? Says the Torah you've forgotten the beginning stages, you think it just suddenly happened. There was a blossom, there was a pricha, beginning. And then there was suddenly budding, and then there was shkedim. Remember the stages. Remember there's not just an end, there's a beginning, there's a scholar. Last Shabbos I had the schus of being by Ramayel Chbidim as Ozan Gesund for a few hours with Shabbos Shudas. And there is Pashas Kiryach. So he said, he added, he said, Shkedim. It was Shkedim. What Shkedim? As the Gemara says, Shkedim, Tchilosom, Mar, V'Seifun, Mosik. Beginning they're bitter and end they're sweet. Take an almond and it's not ripe. It doesn't taste very good. Why Dafka Shkedim? To remind us. We can't look always to pick out the end, Gevaldik. Remember the beginning sometimes bitter. The end ends up sweet. Remember the stages. Remember there's the beginning, there's the middle of the end. Don't focus on the end. Sometimes we see a person's atzlocha, he's Gevaldik Matzliach. Think for a second. What's he been through? Did it come to him so easy? What sort of life does he have? What sort of life do you have? Remember all stages. Remember the Tchilosim Ma, the Sofim Mosik. Don't stop focus on the end. Machlekes, remember the stages. There's a pricha. There's a tzitz. And there's shkedim. There's a moedig in Medrash about these sticks, about the matzahs. The Medrash says, the Medrash gives different pshatim. From the Medrash, where did these sticks come from? The matzahs of the Nesiyim. So the Medrash of the Yesh Eimrim, and he speaks Parash Shepek, with Ches, Posach of Gimel. Kapetel of Gimel. The Is, the Omri, Wamsha is, not al Moshe Kira Achas, Moshe took one stick, the Chotcha L'Shneimos in the Sorim, a regular plank of wood, Moshe took, a regular plank of wood, and he cut it into 12 different sticks, says the Medrash, the Omalahem, Kulchem, Kira Achas, Tulu Maklechem. Each of you, from one piece of plank, take your stick and let's see what happens. Don't start telling me this stick was from here, was from there, it's a magical stick. Here's a regular plank. We've each got a piece from the same plank. Now let's see what happens. Zish de Medrash. Says the Pasuk, Vayetze Moshe al kol amatis, es kol amatis, min efnei Hashem, kol b'nei Yisrael, vayiru vayikchu ishmati. Says the Torah, everyone at the end, after Parach Mata Aaron, everybody took their sticks back home with them. Freaked those Naim La Torah. He says, why did they have to take this stick home? Lefi the Medrash, what's going on? How is the Medrash going to learn the Pasuk? They're taking a regular stick. We're not sure of wood at home. They needed that stick. We needed one stick. What's going on here? Why the stick? I want to show you a Meir Digazach. I don't know if you remember. Tofshi Nun Ches. Rabbi Arnav Steinman, so big as Zunt, made a trip to America. He made a trip to America, even in his old age. He went to America, and he must have been in his 80s. So Rabbi Arnav went to America, and in his trip in America, he went to Lakewood. See the biggest Mokum Torah in the world. He's there in Lakewood, the Lakewood Yeshiva. And of course, he went to visit the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. He gets into Rosh Yeshiva's house, and they've laid out on the table and a chayev, and they come and sit, and just talk a little bit. Suddenly they see him transfixed to the silver cabinet. It's not Kadarka, Rav Leib. He's looking at the silver cabinet, and he's pointing to an interesting scene. A scene of an old pair of shoes. He says, what's tutzach? First time he'd ever seen in his long and fruitful life a pair of shoes, old shoes in a silver cabinet. So they said to him, we'll explain, you come and sit down. And they told him, the Meister Shahoya Kachoya. We all know that Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer was the grandfather of the Kotlers, Rabbi Aaron, the Chaidim, Rabbi Issa Zalman. And he had a yeshiva in Slutsk. And the time came where there was a war and they had to close the yeshiva down. It was dangerous, they couldn't take a chrayas for their bochrim anymore, and they closed the yeshiva down. And they sent the bochrim home, and this bochur, Eliezer, walks home, because he had a return ticket by train, he makes his way home, he comes home. His mother looks at him, what are you doing back? Shalom Aleichem, why are you here? Yeshiva's closed. Yeshiva's closed, why? Because it's dangerous, sakona, who knows what's going to be. He says, well, you think it's safer here? You shouldn't learn Torah in yeshiva just because it's dangerous there in Slutsk. But here's no safer. Go back to yeshiva. He said, Mommy, do you have money for a ticket? I haven't got money, she said. Go back to yeshiva. Make your way back to yeshiva. And this young Eliezer walked back to Slutsk. Took him a few days. He gets there. And he knocks on the Rosh Yeshiva's door. He knocks on Mrs. Zalman's door and he says, Rebbe. He says, Shalom Aleichem, what are you doing here? He said, I went home, and my mother said, I should come back and learn Torah. The Baruch Shalom could save us anyway. And Rabbi Zalman looks at this child. He looks at this child who had walked days to come back to yeshiva with some tattered shoes. He said to him, I want these shoes. I will buy you a new pair of shoes. I want these shoes. And he took those shoes of Mesiras Nefesh. Of Avas Torah, and they are the golden heirloom of Rabbi Zalman's Eidik Lech Adayim Azeh in the silver cabinet. These shoes, the symbol of our Tachlis in life, of Gramasius Nefesh, our Chuka, our Chemda. That's what's in the silver cabinet. Says the Znaim Torah. Why did they take the sticks? Because I'll explain you beautiful why they took the sticks. He said, what did these sticks symbolize? These sticks symbolize their devotion and Mesiras Nefesh. That they were willing to give up. What does Shevet Levi mean? Mean would have no property, no land in Eretz Yisrael, would be completely toloi on Klal Yisrael's Matnas Kohona. They were willing to give up all of that to be Ovdei Hashem. Says the Znaim LaTorah, each Shevet took this stick back as an heirloom for generations to remember. We have this stick. This stick is testimony to our rotzen and shi'ifas that we are willing to be meisa nefesh for anything to be connected to Torah Kedosha. The Dore Doros, that's what this stick is. And this mysterious nefesh that we have is something which is the most precious thing in the world. Just want to finish off. You know, some people have a home, a safe. They have a safe in the home. It's behind the picture, it's behind the picture, behind the cupboard. They've got safes. Now, what do you keep in your safe? So somebody like me, I have already £1,000, I already put it in my safe. Whoa. In the bank, say, whoa. Now somebody a bit richer, a few hundred thousand, we'll use a safe for that. Somebody a bit richer, what do you keep in the safe? You keep special diamonds, maybe. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, Rabbeinu Shlalem tells us what is his oitzei. Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. You know what the most precious thing the Rabbeinu Shlalem keeps in his safe? It's your Yerushalayim. That's the most precious commodity the Rabbeinu Shlalem has. That's all he keeps in his safe. He keeps your Yerushalayim. And as the Novominsky Rebbe said once, he said, today we're living in a world where Yerushalayim is our nesoyim. That's what the side, we know what's in our pocket. It's that Yerushalayim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Yiras Hashem, Hi Oitzorei. That is the Oitz of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he continues. He says, what does Hashem use this Oitz for? What does he spend it on? He says, he spends it on giving us matonas. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Pashas Kisovani, Kliyoka brings him down. He says, when a person davens the Rabbeinu Shalom, give me parnosa, give me gezunt, give me nachas for my children, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Rabbeinu Shalom looks in his oitzah of Yiras Shemayim, and if he your Yiras Shemayim, he gives you brocha. Lifi yoyer shemayim. That's the oitzah. That's what it's used for, to give you back what you need. The Rebbeinu Shleimer should help us, and we should be able to taka, to give over that ava to the Rebbeinu Shleimer and to Torah mitzvahs, that shukah, that chemda, and to appreciate the oitzah that we have and the chance.